Smut by the Sea. This is the House of Erotica production. Please be aware it contains adult language. Ice Cream Kisses by M.A. Stacy. Looking out of the window, Sky sighed. Her week of escapism was almost over. The party on the beach this afternoon would be her signal to return home. Her time would be up, and she would need to go back to the caustic formality of her real life, the life that never truly felt like hers. The DJ, booked to play on Brighton Beach later that day, wasn't her usual choice of music. But then, running away for one small piece of freedom wasn't normal for her either. Sky was usually accepting of her fate, knowing it would be futile to argue with her father. That was until her life had started to suffocate her. Shaking her head, she stared at the pier, smiling when she noticed who was serving the ice creams at the first booth. His name tag had told her he was called Tom, and she'd met him on her first day here. He'd offered her a free strawberry cone, and after that she'd bought a different flavour each day. Tom told the dirtiest of jokes, causing her to giggle like a child and blush horrendously. Nevertheless, she continued to go back, more for the interaction than the sugary ice cream. Her father would despise him on sight. The ice-white dreadlocks and tattoos would be too different for him to accept, not to mention the pierced nose and eyebrow. It gave Tom an edge that no other man she'd ever known had. He interested her on a new level, one that was not solely platonic. The voice inside her head told her that it was almost time to leave, and starting something now was not a wise move. Yet, thoughts of his lips touching hers would not go away, only grew in their intensity. Ideas about what she would do if they ever got that close had her skin heating and her heart pounding. Her friends would be disgusted if she ever shared the erotic dream she'd experienced last night, as there was nothing gentle, tender, or romantic about it. It had been raw, filled with lust and urgent aggression. Tom had consumed her. She gulped. It hadn't even been in a bed. "You thinking of getting one last ice cream, dear?" Sky smiled at the large woman blocking the doorway. Her red hair hung looser around her shoulders, her green eyes wrinkled at the edges, and her complexion ruddy from years living by the sea. She'd been nothing but welcoming since Sky had arrived, always asking her how she was feeling and whether she wanted anything special for dinner. "I was definitely giving it some serious thought." The landlady dusted flour off her apron, moving closer to Sky. "You know, a bit of fun never hurt anyone." Sky frowned, curious as to what Mrs. Kepler was inferring. "I see the way you look at Tom. He gets a lot of attention. Rarely see him look back with interest, though. It's your last day, and I'm just pointing out the attraction seems mutual." Sky blushed furiously, stuttering for the right response. No one had ever talked to her with that level of boldness. But then, Mrs. Kepler had no idea who she really was. "Don't be all embarrassed, girl. You came here to have a bit of freedom, am I right?" Sky nodded. "Then your chance is over that road, serving people ice cream. I hear he knocks off in an hour. The booth isn't staying open for the party because last time it got wrecked." Passing Sky her bag, Mrs. Kepler winked. "Go and say goodbye to him." Feeling awkward, Sky thanked the woman, sliding past her and leaving the bed and breakfast. What the hell was she supposed to say to him, other than asking him for yet another ice cream? He must have hundreds of women coming onto him during summer season here. She would be another flake in his large stock of 99 cones. God, her hands were shaking. Worried about what she was going to say to him, she crossed the road, enjoying the feel of the sun as it heated her skin. The light breeze from the sea did little to take the edge off the rare English warmth, and she was glad she'd come out without a cardigan. Her thin vest top was perfect. From the day she'd arrived, Sky realised just how busy this seaside town was, but today was much worse. Every step...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?